plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery. It used to take a lot longer in those days, and the chaps had quite long waiting periods in between the different operations. Scott Payne, the gentleman who owned the powerboat company, he offered the Air Ministry for the burnt airmen, they could go to Marchwood Park, because he still had it all set up there, you know, sleeping accommodation and everything. If they liked, they could just be there for recuperation. If they wanted to learn a trade, they could learn something that might do them a bit of good when they came back to civilian life. So they went to Marchwood. And this particular day, I was delivering some memos. I was, of course, a very junior shorthand typist at that time. This chappie that was walking around the yard, he was one of them. The only thing I remember thinking was, I didn't want him to think that he looked any different to anybody else. We passed one another, and that was that. And then when I got back to the office, the boss of our bit, he said, you've got to go to the personnel this afternoon. And I thought, what have I done? Because usually you only weren't there if you'd done something wrong, you know. Anyway, when I got there, chappie in charge said, you passed squadron lead, whatever his name was, this morning in the yard. And I said, yes. And he said, you smiled at him. And, you know, if I live to be 100, I can't remember that I smiled at him. So I said, well, I can't even remember that. So he said, well, he said, obviously you weren't horrified or anything like that. He said, we don't usually ask people your age, but would you like to go up there if your pianist would be willing, do a few songs, you know, dance with them perhaps and talk to them? So I said, yeah, sure, I'll go. And so that's what started me going up there. And I had such an admiration for them, because once they realised that you would go on going there, they would tell you, you know. I remember one chap coming up to me once and saying, I'm going to have new eyelids next week, Bren. And, you know, all such things as that, which would be horrifying normally.